The topic of this video will be what we refer to as the internet. And while I could kind of try and define what the internet is, the reason that we give it such a name is because it has such a complex concept to it, something that has been understood perhaps for millennia, but has only recently come to fruition in this specific form. Now, internet is accessed through computers, so most people would refer to things on the internet as software being on computers and other types of hardware. To give a little background and history on the internet, it's good to understand that the initial network was actually created by the U.S. military. It was referred to at the time as DARPANET, DARPA being an acronym that stands for Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. But as with most other acronyms, the word that is spelled out by these letters seems to also have a certain auspicious sound to it. Almost as though it is sounds like trap or potentially drive. The root sound of this certainly seems to be significant. But that is neither here nor there, as the truly interesting thing is that this connected system of networks that are used around the world today began as a U.S. government project, United States military division project, before slowly being spread mostly through universities in the United States and then to England, and after that across the world. Now, the name internet is said to be a shortening of internetwork. However, I personally believe that the name stems from a much, much older concept. The specific story or legend or mythology that I would like to tie this to is the story of Indra's net. Indra is best known in the regions of India and Tibet, Bharata, and the endonym of India is. Indra is best known in these regions as basically a personification of rain and the weather in general. While this name Indra is foreign to us, it could be tied to the name of Andrew, a more common English name. But regardless, Indra or Andrew is dating back to nearly 0 AD and perhaps the era before Christ, has been associated in specifically Buddhist cosmology with the idea of Indra's net, also known as Indra's jewels or Indra's pearls, which is a metaphor that refers to the idea of a giant net or a giant spider's web, effectively, at which each vertices there's a jewel, a gem, or a drop of dew. At each vertex, the jewel or gem, whatever kind of shiny rock or dewdrop is there, reflects back all of the other dewdrops. And the moral, perhaps, is not to dwell too much on any one drop, as each refracts endlessly all the other drops. Yet, it neither makes sense to dwell too much on the entirety and all the different jewels, as in each jewel, all the others can be seen. While these stories, or this metaphor specifically, that has to do with Indra, could be tied in fairly well to different organizational concepts, as I speak about in other videos. The thing most interesting to me here is how well this metaphor that is thousands of years old works for describing this exact thing that we refer to as the internet, which sounds so similar to Indrasnet, on what we refer to as the World Wide Web, on a computer, which often is the namesake for the domain name system.com. Even in the name of .net or .org, short for organization, there is the idea of kind of an arachnid. Even in the name of Indra, there's this idea of spindra, a spinder, a spider, an expander that weaves new webs, swiftly sweeping. As I stated previously, this metaphor could tie in fairly well to other systems of stories that I have mentioned in Tales of Organization. Instead of going down all of those separate rabbit holes into all those different orbitals, I will merely mention the name of spider in the Dutch language cob, which we find in the English word cobweb. In the name of the cob, of the spider, this specific name, cob, seems to have an interesting match due to the eight legs of the cob, or the spider. We see also in the cube, the six-sided platonic solid made of six squares, we see the fewest number of true cubes that can be used to build another cube is eight. There are clear insinuations of ideas surrounding procreation in information about these, about Indrasnet. It makes some amount of sense then that one of the largest catalysts for this production of this most recent and impressive iteration of Indrasnet is driven, or was driven, really still is driven so much by what I will put delicately as videos of copulation. These stories are ancient and have long been used to find a certain compatibility to ease combat between disparate groups across the Eurasian steppe, if not even further across the world. In Asian languages, from Japanese to Korean to Mongolian to Chinese languages, there are words that sound similar to gum, comb, cob, that have similar meanings, ranging from things like a spider to a spider's web to clouds in the sky. We even find in the name of cumulonimbus this idea of a certain gem. While this may seem just like a game, it is perhaps the most important game, as it is played by the goyim. And in the end, while the effects of the internet, of Indrasnet, are very real, these computer games, the computer largely allows for simulation of what ought to or could be real life combination, coming together, symbiosis, kumbaya. And while I do believe that these stories were mostly found on the Eurasian steppe to lend combination to comb together the European and Asian languages and peoples, which I believe is found no better than in the regions of Tibet, Thailand, and Bhutan, which through the faith known as the Buddhist faith, practice a religion that seems better than any other to syncretize, to comb together two separate linguistic-based religions, as Buddhism serves to unify in a way while still keeping distance. The European, Indo-European language-based religions and belief systems of what we refer to as Hinduism in India, also known as Bharata, is combined with Chinese folklore and philosophy and language within the Buddhist cosmogonies. Indra is said to dwell in Svaga, which is cognate with the word spark. It's kind of essentially made to be heaven, albeit perhaps a bit more masculine than the typical association of heaven. Regardless, this abode of Indra is said to be at the top of a mountain known as Mount Meru, also known as Sumeru. I find in this name of Sumeru, Mount Meru, of similarity to the word of mesmerization. And while this term is erroneously, at least semi-erroneously, attributed to a man known as John Mesmer, its definitional similarity and near synonymity to hypnotism and sleepiness shows to me that it is a much older term, likely used to ease the minds of children and even adults who, in having trouble falling asleep and worrying of nightmares, grasping an understanding of this net or web that is vast, far more vast than we could imagine. The nightmare, in my opinion, associating far too well with Odin's eight-legged horse or steed, Sleipnir, name having such similarity to the idea of sleep. I have often wondered how this eight-legged horse could associate to instead an octopus or a squid or even a spider. But regardless, pondering these things has helped me fall asleep, as in some ways scrolling or surfing the internet, when I have not been drawn to dwell too much in the games and apparitions of the Cob, has helped me to fall asleep. Before I end this video on this topic of the internet through Indra's net, one last association I would like to make is to that of silver, of argent. Argent. Urgency in the arachnid. And that is that Indra's net is said in Chinese Buddhism to describe the interconnectedness, or yuan rong, rather yuan rong. I'm not quite sure the intonation for it actually, but regardless, I can read and use dictionaries, and I can see that what it means is to circulate circles, specifically to smelt a certain kind of circle, as this phrase seems to be fairly clearly related to the currency and circulation of yuan, the name of the Chinese currency. And to take this one step further, currency seems to relate to the idea of a current, which can be tied into certain portmanteau type of pun that I have found between French and English, where dream is similar to stream, and reverie in French meaning dream is similar to river. These ideas require reverence and constant movement. Otherwise, naturally, they stagnate. It seems that the stories underpinning the Internet and the name of what we refer to as the Internet have long been central to the agreements of trade, dating back to the ancient Silk Road and before. Even in ancient Egypt, there is the Ka of Ptah, Ka being synonymous with the, or rather being translated as the word gym, as in a gymnasium. This term meaning the gym of Ptah, said swiftly, sounding almost like computer, computa. In this place, likely computation, combat, and compatibility were formed as those from distant cultures came and met in the ancient civilization of ancient Egypt. While it is easy to think of this location as the hub, as the cob, it's important to remember that the spider does not stay in one place, but rather moves around. In closing, be careful of the web. Do not dwell too long on the jewels. As time, related to the diem, is what allows the team to ensure the dream works.